Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Erica Goodstone, spiritual relationship healing expert, licensed mental health counselor, helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. And this Thursday night, I'm offering a free live teleconference you don't want to miss at CompleteRelationshipSystem.com/teleconference. It's in preparation for my 4-week Healing Through Love seminar series. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Gloria Ramirez, a motivational speaker, seminar leader, certified success and spiritual coach, minister, and healer. With a passion to inspire people and organizations to maximize their potential and to empower them to conquer their dreams. Gloria's own life is an example of triumphantly overcoming obstacles. She holds a bachelor's degree in economics and a master's in business administration, an MBA. Gloria is a platinum member of motivational speaker Les Brown's network. She is also Bob Proctor's certified life success consultant. Gloria's great charisma and passion are creating a global awakening movement by masterfully empowering the human race, one person at a time, to awaken to their inner power to embrace their greatness. You can visit her website at GloriaRamirez.com or contact her by phone at 954-558-7327 or by email at love@GloriaRamirez.com. So I am delighted to welcome Gloria Ramirez. Hello.
Yes, hi, Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for that introduction, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today. It is my honor.
Thank you so much. Well, what I would like to ask you, you have so many different areas that of specialty and knowledge. So could you please share a little bit about your own background, training, experience, and the ultimate journey that you went through to develop self-love?
I am happy to do that. Yes, for many years I worked with corporate America in marketing. That's my background. And I help many companies in the area of working with different concepts to improve their sales, of course. And I did quite well in that arena. And then I was guided because of many situations in life to start really moving into this arena of coaching, and really that's what I do full time. And I have been doing this for more than 10 years, coaching. I do training all about personal development. I do seminars and workshops. It could be 2 hours, 3 hours, a full day, 2 days. And I also do public speaking. I am a part of the Les Brown Platinum Speaker Program, which is a wonderful a group of people. And I enjoy what I do because what's most important, the reason why I enjoy what I do is because I love people. However, I have to say that this love for people really developed as I decided to love myself. And so now I'm happy to be able to say that I love people, that I love to support people with whatever it is that is going on in their lives. And it has been a journey for me to get to this point to help others to love themselves. The reason why I didn't love myself, and I believe that people don't love themselves when they become adults, is only because of the programming, the paradigms, the conditioning that they are bringing from the childhood. And that's exactly my story. I was part of a family of seven, the youngest with my twin brother, the youngest of the seven, and our mother died when we were 6 and a half. And at that moment, I went through very specific experiences of abandonment. I'm very sure probably many listeners here know people or themselves that have gone through feeling abandoned, whether by their parents or their spouses or their bosses or their coworkers, some kind of abandonment. Well, my story of abandonment started when I was 6 and a half because my mom left, and as a little kid, I only felt that she had abandoned me. Then my father decided to send my twin brother to live with my brother, who was married at the time. So right there, I felt abandoned because I didn't see my twin brother for a few years. Yeah. Then this is a true story, and then after that, I went to live with my stepmother, and I felt abandoned too because she treated us very badly, and my father didn't do anything about it, so I felt abandoned by him. And so all these experiences of abandonment unfortunately showed up later on when I was an adult and really affected my life in all areas of my life, including my romantic life, because it was when I understood that I was carrying all of this because I felt I was going through my second divorce, and I felt, oh my goodness, there is something wrong with this picture. I don't want to keep getting married and getting divorced. And that's when I started working from the inside out, meaning I started to do very intense processes of forgiveness and understanding more who I was, that what it meant to be a child of God. And so my whole life turned around. It took effort, and I have to say that for anyone listening, that anyone going through difficult times and challenges, there is a way out. This shall pass. However, of course, it's important that you make the decision to change your life and to put the effort that it takes to make those changes. You know, Dr. Erica, what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. I wanted to add something as you were talking, that in my doctoral program, I looked at a theory of mother-infant bonding with Dr. Margaret Mahler, and she worked with mothers and infants in the first 3 years of life, and that is crucial. So obviously you did receive some loving, caring, and attention in the first few years of life. So your brain had some memory of that. And there's many people like that had a lot of nurturing early on, and then things went wrong in their life. And through counseling and through spiritual work and really getting assistance, you can break through some of those later experiences and get back to the love.
No doubt about it, Dr. Erica. That's really exactly what happened to me, because one of the difficult issues that I was always confronted with is that I had a lot of anger inside of me. However, I didn't know how to release it. And years later, when I decided to do it, I understood that the anger was coming from the space of when I was a little kid, blaming my mother for leaving me and for taking my brother away and for my stepmother, the way she treated me. So all this anger was there, and I didn't have a clue how, I didn't even know that that was what was stopping my experience, me experiencing love at another level. The good news is that because I was willing to release it and to heal it, and that's why I invite the listeners to, if you feel that your life is not showing up the way you want it in terms of your results, it all means that you have an invitation for you to heal something from the past. And you can heal it like I did. I decided to do all these processes of forgiveness, and I did forgive my mom and also my stepmother and my dad and everyone, to the point that I became so good at forgiveness that then life invited me, the spirit of God within me invited me to do this work, help others with this work of forgiveness. And that's what I do as a coach too. I help people to release the anger and the fears and all those emotions that a lot of times block us from connecting, number one, with ourselves and then with others. And in my
I would like to add something
here,
Gloria.
Yes.
That there are many people who jump to forgiveness, and they say the words, I forgive this person and I forgive that person, but they are still holding and feeling the anger and the upset inside of them. So it's not authentic. So how does somebody release that anger? It's kind of difficult to do it on your own. I believe you usually need some assistance from someone outside of you, like a container, a safe space to do it.
You are totally right. I would not have been able. I promise. My family would say, Gloria, you have to stop being so angry and that bad temper that you react to things all the time. And I would promise them. I would say, yes, I'm going to do it. I promise, I'm going to do it. And then about 5 minutes later, I was going back to doing the same things. So I was not able to do it by myself until I went through my second divorce, and the pain was so huge. That's when I finally decided to go through this organization called Al-Anon, which is for families and friends of alcoholics, because my dad was an alcoholic too. And
so you reached out. You
yes,
reached
I
out
did.
For some kind of support.
Yes. Yes, and that's the secret there. Reach out. I finally reach out, and in that process of reaching out, this lady who became my sponsor guided me through the process of the 12 steps, and that's what I do today as a coach. I guide people through the 12 steps, which are the most powerful and amazing steps anyone can go through in terms of really awakening the self, the real essence, the real love that is inside of you. Yes, and so you are 100% right about that. It's very important to hire someone or to do connect with a group of people that are going to be able to help you, but even better yet, to have a personal coach. That I agree with you.
Absolutely, because the process can be very painful, and you feel like it's never going to end. And when you have a coach and a support system there, people who have already gone through that and understand it, they can help you to see the bigger picture and to get through that pain to the other side, which can be wonderful for the rest of your life.
Those were exactly the words of my sponsor, Dr. Erica. I felt that I was not going to get there. I wasn't going to be able to forgive. And I said to her, I don't want to forgive this person. I don't want to forgive this person. I don't want to forgive. She said, Gloria, just let's take baby steps. And she said, you are going to go to the other side without all this heaviness that you have in you. You are going to feel lighter. And inside of me, I thought, I don't understand what she's talking about, that I'm going to feel lighter. And sure enough, I started working and doing, and how, for the listeners, some of the tools that I use was a lot of journaling, a lot of writing and writing, but never ever sent a letter, an angry letter, to the person that you are angry with, because that's not a good idea at all. There has to be a process, and a coach can guide you through that process, but at least writing and writing and letting go. Another way that I did it was a lot of through meditation and prayer, talking to God as I got a little, how can I say, I developed a better relationship with my Creator. It was easier for me. And another thing that I did that I learned from one of my coaches was to use a baseball bat or a tennis racket. I actually had a tennis racket and hit, you know, you can hit your like a couch or a pillow with that and release the anger. And I did that a lot of that. And
I wanted to add something in here.
Yes.
Gloria, there are organizations that work on releasing the anger. And I knew people like from 20 years ago that were still just banging on the pillow and screaming and blaming and didn't get past it. And I think that's where a wise coach or a counselor or a therapist can be invaluable. So you release the pain, but you also have another perspective along with that.
Yes, that's exactly right, because what I learned from my coach is that you release it, and then, for example, all the things that you're accusing that person about, you take a look at yourself to see where you can change those in yourself, and then you create qualities. You come up with qualities. Let's say that one of the parents from my stepmother was abused. So she would say, what's the opposite of abuse? Well, the opposite of abuse is love or is respect. Let's say it's respect. So she would say, so I invite you to practice the quality of respect. So yes, mm-hmm. with the guidance of a coach, I was able to start focusing on a new quality. And I have taken it even to another level myself with my clients, that I invite them to find the quality and then to put it in an affirmation. So for example, I now attract people who treat me with respect. So that is a beautiful affirmation that you can say and send you to your subconscious mind, so that way you create a new belief. And that's how you are so right, but you are going to be able to do that only under the guidance of someone who is a professional and knows how to take you to from that space of releasing and letting go to the space of embracing the new you. Yes.
I also like the type of affirmation that you're saying. It's more believable to say, I attract this type of person or this type of experience, than to say something that doesn't feel true to you at the moment. Like, I am successful, when you don't feel successful.
Yes, and Dr. Erica, I do a lot in my seminars with that concept that you are talking about right now, because people sometimes say, Gloria, but I don't really believe what I'm saying. And I say, yes, I understand. Then let's go ahead and take baby steps. So we say, I am attracting more people who treat me with respect. Or the other beautiful affirmation that you can say that is better than nothing is, I am willing to attract, or I am willing to open my heart to receive more abundance in my life. You see how beautiful that is?
Wow, so that's simple. And
yes.
Even that's hard for people, but once they're willing, a lot of doors will open. It will become easier.
Yes.
So I have a question. Why do so many people seem to not love themselves? What is so difficult about it?
Yes, and I know the answer quite well from my own experience, Dr. Erica, because for years, the answer to that question was because someone did something to me and because I was a victim, okay? For years, that was my answer, okay? It was outside of me. For years, it was the world, it was the economy, it was the government, it was my uncle, it was my mom. Well, in my own case, really, was my mom, my dad, and my stepmother. That's the reason. And so for years I wasted my time. And so you can be a victim or you can become a victor. And that's one of the messages that I actually share with people in some of when I do public speaking. You can be a victim or you can become a victor. And I have learned to become a victor, meaning that from my experiences, I learned that the only reason why people don't love themselves is only because of the experiences in their childhood. Let me just put it this way. Parents did the best they could with what they knew. However, in many cases, they told their children that you are not good enough, or you are better than your brother is better than you, or you are too skinny, or you are too this, or you are the dummy of the family, or even, of course, conversations about money, that there is not enough money, or that money is difficult to get by, or that money doesn't go. Whatever the conversation took place that was negative, unfortunately, all of that information went to the subconscious mind of the child, and little by little,
all you have to do is watch a mother and an infant, or a father and a child, and you can see how important every move is.
Yeah.
All the love that they give, or the lack of love.
If
the parent is an alcoholic, or if a parent is depressed, whatever it is, or angry, all of that affects the child.
Totally, Dr. Erica, and you see, I always say that a child is like a video recording in 2 feet, with two feet.
Right. And it's also, children really feel it even more at a very young age, like the first 3 years of life, before they're even verbal. So, and their brain is not that well organized, so they don't even make sense of what's happening, but they feel it emotionally.
Yeah. They do, and I believe, Dr. Erica, that the reason why is because these children are pure love. So they are like sponges, and they are so, their hearts are so open, and they are taking all this information. And as I said, I know that their parents probably did the best they could, unfortunately, because they have been bringing all these paradigms or negative programming from the past, from their ancestors. They are giving it to the children. And I definitely seriously invite the listeners to stop the vicious circle and to know that we have the responsibility to say no to all those negative beliefs. The only reality about you is that there is greatness within you, that you are a child of the Most High, that you are an amazing, beautiful being that really has come here to this earth with talents and abilities for you to share with the world. And that the more we align with our essence, with the truth of who we are, which is pure love, the sooner we are going to be able to love ourselves and then to love others. That's why I talk about the magic of self-love, because you are able to really do that. So, but again, going back to your question, if we know that all of this comes from our childhood, all these the reasons why we don't love ourselves, so the solution is in finding a coach, finding help, so that way you can then get out of that space and embrace your greatness and embrace the love that is already inside of you.
What I find is a lot of people will automatically seek a coach when they want to create a business, when they want to study a new skill, tennis, golf, music. They find a coach or a teacher. But when it comes to relationships and love and healing through love, a lot of people think they have to do it on their own. And most of us really can't. We haven't learned all the skills that we really need to love ourselves.
I have another question.
Yes,
go ahead.
Like, how can you shift negative beliefs about yourself? How do you work with someone who comes in feeling very negative?
Yes, very good, wonderful question, Dr. Erica. The best way for anyone to really start that process of letting go of the negative beliefs is by forgiving yourself, number one, for having done this in the past. Because a lot of times the guilt and the shame of you knowing that you have been too demanding, too critical, self-critical, then it stops you from moving forward, from doing something. So the secret here is to start by saying to yourself, I forgive myself. In one of my seminars, one student came up with such an amazing affirmation that now I use it. I share it everywhere, and it is, I declare myself innocent.
Wow.
Yes.
Innocent.
I declare myself innocent. Because I have noticed with talking to people and in my seminars that people tend to want to be in that space of I did it wrong. I regret this. I regret that. And the first step is to really let go and say, okay, yes, I have entertained a lot of negative beliefs about myself up until now, and I'm willing to start from scratch, and I'm willing to let go. And the best way to let go is to just say, I forgive myself. I declare myself innocent now. So I invite the listeners to just say that to yourself. I forgive myself today. I declare myself innocent today. And every day you repeat the same thing if the idea comes back. I have a mentor. His name is Bob Proctor from the movie The Secret. And he always says that your present results are not your potential. Your present results are not your potential.
That's incredible.
This means that if I have had negative beliefs about myself, I can stop it and really start developing my potential. How? So let's go to the second part. Once you say, okay, I'm going to let go of the negative beliefs about myself. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start by, and one, this is a must, is that you immediately stop all negative thoughts about yourself. And how do you do it? You can just right there on the spot, let's say you're saying to yourself, I'm too fat. You can say, I'm gonna share a couple of ideas. You can say, until recently. So that way you don't totally ignore what is happening. So you, until recently. Now I am choosing very nutritious food for my body to be healthy.
Right.
Yes. So you can say right there, until recently. And then now I am choosing better food for a proper nutrition. So what you are doing is you are really making the decision right there that you are not going to continue putting yourself down. So you are going to be diligent with your thoughts. You are going to be diligent with the words that you speak. If you have ever up until now said anything negative about yourself, I implore, really, I implore you to not say anything negative about yourself anymore. Even if you have made mistakes, it doesn't give you the right to be abusive to yourself. This is a very big step in the process of self-love, to not have thoughts, actions, or language that are negative towards yourself. This is.
But I would like to add something that I hear in here, that as you're forgiving yourself and not thinking negative thoughts about yourself, I would not advise to go saying it to someone else and criticizing them to get yourself off the hook in some way. It's like helping other people to also feel good about themselves.
That is a very, very wise comment, because the good news is this, that the more you are willing to stop the negative self-talk, I really believe that the more you will start letting go of the desire to criticize others. So I think it goes hand in hand. Otherwise, you really have to make the decision to be to not be self-critical, and at the same time, with others, if you don't have something nice to say, you just don't say it. You just don't open your mouth. That's a very simple rule. That's my invitation to the listeners, is to really make the decision that you are going to be vigilant with your mind, with your words, and also with your actions. And not only with yourself, but as Dr. Erica says, also with others. The other tool that I like to share with people that it's very powerful, and I learned it from a book called Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and it's called the pivoting process, which is P as in Peter, I, V as in Victor, O, T as in Thomas, I-N-G, to pivot, pivoting. And it is a very simple process in which when you find yourself saying something negative, you immediately say, step number one, this is not what I want. Step number two, you ask yourself, what is it that I want? So let's say that you are finding yourself saying that you are not good enough about the learning something that you need to learn. Step number one, you say, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm like, I don't have a clue, or I am, even some people say I'm stupid. So you say, no, that's not what I want. Step number two, what is it that I want? I want to be wise. Okay, beautiful, mm-hmm. Perfect. Step number three, you create an affirmation. The affirmation is, I am willing to open myself to the wisdom that is already inside of me. See,
yeah,
how
that's
beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's a three-step process for you to let go or shift any negative beliefs about yourself.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That would really work. Well, maybe just repeat those three steps briefly.
Yes, I'm going to repeat it, and I call it the 1-2-3. The 1-2-3. So, one, when you find yourself saying something negative, you say, that's not what I want. That's step one. Step two, you ask yourself, what is it that I want? And then you answer. That's step two. I want to feel happy. Let's say that you are feeling unhappy, and then you say, I want to feel happy. Okay, beautiful. Step number three, create an affirmation. The affirmation would be, I am opening my heart to feel happy about each moment of my life. See?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I'm willing to just feel happy at this moment, and feel happy the next moment from this moment, and feel happy the next moment from this moment. And then at the end of the day, you really were happy the whole day because you set up the intention.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So now I have another question. You talk about three areas that are equally important as part of the magic of self-love. So you have mentioned a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a healthy spirit. So can you just speak a little bit more about that?
Yes, I am happy to speak about that, Dr. Erica. I like to say that I use the word magic of self-love because it is magic what happens when you are able to embrace yourself at this level of committing to let go of negative beliefs about yourself, using, for example, the pivoting process or anything that is positive affirmations and all of that. So it's magical what happens. Not only you are going to benefit yourself, but everyone around you is going to benefit. The story with my family is a story where I can for sure write a book about what has happened as a result of me breaking that vicious circle that I was talking about earlier. It has been absolutely magical beautiful to see my brothers and sisters and nieces, nephews, the little ones, everyone transforming because of one person decided to say no more of this nonsense. Let's go ahead and shift the paradigms. So that is the magic. And as you embrace that magic of self-love, think about three very important areas of your life, which is your mind, your body, and your spirit. And why? Because those are areas are need to be in balance for you to be able to really live a happy and fulfilled life. And I am not saying that situations are not going to show up. They will show up, but you are going to handle them totally differently. Why? Because you have the tools, and you have been able to heal, and you have been able to move to another level of consciousness. That's why you will be able to do that. So to maintain a healthy mind, it is extremely important to, number one, know that you need to empower yourself with thoughts, words, and actions that create a positive feeling for you, and at the end will create a positive reality or positive results. That's where the phrase, you become what you think about, is so powerful. Because
so true.
You right? Yeah, that's exactly right. So very important to maintain that healthy mind, to make sure that you empower yourself with positive thoughts, positive language. If you don't have something positive to say about yourself or others, just don't say it. And then, of course, with positive actions. Be kind to people. Smile. When I do interviews or my classes, I always smile because I love it. I just love. I have fun, and I feel that I want to send that smile to people through the phone lines. And I just love it. It's just beautiful to feel this way. So smile.
I can feel your smile. You can feel it in the phone line. That's so funny.
You see? You do. So thank you for confirming that, Dr. Erica. I love it. Yes. So you smile. And then, okay, the other thing, too, is make sure to replace any old limiting beliefs with new empowering ones. For example, if you were told that you were not good enough, that you were too fat, too tall, too short, just let go of all that language that doesn't belong in your vocabulary. That is change your vocabulary totally if that's necessary. That's very, very important. And now this is where, as Dr. Erica explained clearly, that's where you probably are going to need a coach. Because I love this quote from Les Brown. He says, when you are in the picture, you cannot see the frame.
Wow, that's exactly right.
Yes, yes. Wow. So that's the reason you need a coach. Believe me, if I had not reached out to a coach and the help from Al-Anon, I would not be right now in this conversation with you, Dr. Erica, at all. I know it. Yeah. And I already forgave myself, but I did waste a lot of years of my life because of not seeking help. So make
well,
sure that
it's not even really wasted. It's lots of experiences.
Yes. Let's go ahead. Yes. Yeah. And that's why I said that I already forgave myself. Lots of experiences. So you hire a person so that person can help you to really support you with new beliefs, with new behaviors. The other way also to maintain a healthy body is to surround yourself with positive people. That's very, very important. Yes, very, very, very
because
important.
Because
other
people are affecting your brain. The words and the way they react actually have an effect on our brains. Our brains have a plasticity, and we respond to our environment. So it's very important who we are around, who we choose to be with.
You are 100% right about that, that I totally agree with you, and you are absorbing all of that. That's the reason why I haven't watched the news for many, many years, because I don't want to put all that negative information in my mind. I go to one of the websites that I want to, and I read whatever it is that I want to read.
And yes. It's not only the news about murders and all those negative things. It's also the news about illnesses and diseases.
Oh,
when
no
you
doubt
listen
about
to
it.
So much of that,
yeah. Yes.
You believe more readily that you can get sick.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So those are the ideas about a healthy mind, is to empower yourself with positive words, thoughts and positive actions. Also to replace any old limiting beliefs and to surround yourself with positive people, for sure. Now, how do you honor your body on a daily basis? Well, one thing that I really do every day is I exercise. I like walking. Whatever you prefer to do, you do in terms of exercising your body. Then also very important that you rest well. If you need 6 hours, you sleep for 6 hours, 7 hours, 7 hours. But to really get your body to rest. And also, of course, for you to really remember that your body is the temple where God lives. It's that beautiful house where your Creator lives. And so it's so important that you fit it well, nutritious food. And your heart always knows what is the best food, what is the best way that you can keep your body healthy. We all know that inside. We just have to connect. And if we don't, there are a lot of people that know a lot about nutrition and all of that we can reach out and get some help with that. So very, very important. And the other part, which is the one that I also feel that is part of going back to basics in terms of establishing a healthy environment for your, or in the areas where this is important to really embrace in a healthy way, is the area of a healthy spirit. And this is very, very important. And in this area, I include the topic of emotions. I always like to talk about that your healthy spirit invites you to, as you embrace a healthy spirit, you are invited to really let go of whatever it is that is blocking your connection with that spirit that lives with inside of you, and it is it's all around present. So very important to embrace that healthy spirit by letting go, like in my case, for example, the forgiveness process. So I cannot say enough about really making sure that you let go of anything that is not pure love. And I always talk about having an impeccable heart. Really, that's what it is. So part of a healthy spirit is letting go of all the resentments, everything that is not love, really. And then take time to meditate every day. That is very important. It's that connection with your spirit, because the more you meditate and connect with that spirit, the more you remember who you are. And the last part is to really have gratitude. Have gratitude in your heart about everything. Be grateful all day long about everything, even the challenges, because they got you where you are at that moment. So healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy spirit. That's in a nutshell. I'm going to actually have a seminar this coming Saturday that we're going to talk more about the magic of you and how to uncover the glorious being that is inside of you. So people can go to my website, www.GloriaRamirez.com. Gloria and Ramirez is R-A, M as a mother, I-R-E-Z. com, and the information is there.
And I also am in the process of getting an article written that gives you all the details about it at examiner.com. So look for that. I am Miami Relationships Examiner. So Gloria, I really want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. It's delightful.
You are most welcome. It has been my honor. I love to connect, and thank you for giving me the opportunity, Dr. Erica.
You're very welcome. On our next show, I will be speaking with John Mitchell, a personal fitness trainer, who will talk about how we keep our body fit and healthy for years to come, in fact, for the rest of our life. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond. And it's not too late to register now.
for my four-week Healing Through Love seminar series, go to CompleteRelationshipSystem.com or listen to the teleconferences Thursday night at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time at CompleteRelationshipSystem.com/teleconference. I can be reached at DrErikaWellness.com.